You've noticed, I'm sure, no discussion of Canadian foreign policy during the debates between party leaders. Silence when it comes to the policy on Haiti, Afghanistan, Palestine. Even former Liberal Cabinet Minister and Member of Parliament for Victoria, David Anderson, publicly commented that he found it very strange. Well, maybe strange, but not unusual. Nonetheless, Haiti solidarity activists have not been passive in response to this silencing of political discussion, and in Quebec in particular, they've succeeded in making Haiti an election issue. To discuss this, I'm joined by Yves Engler in Montreal. He is active with Haiti Action Montreal, and he's also the co-author of the book Canada in Haiti, Waging War on the Poor Majority. Greetings, Yves, and welcome back to the Red Eye program.
Good morning, Monica.
The party leaders didn't debate foreign policy, but what can you say about the platforms of the major parties on the question of Canada's policy in Haiti?
Well, first off, we can say that the Green Party has taken the best position so far. 2 days or 3 days before the debate here in Montreal, the first English debate on the 15th, or maybe it was 11th of January, the Green Party sent out a press release, which was their second or third press release regarding Haiti. It was pretty clear that Canada was involved in a coup, that the sovereignty of Haitians should be returned to them, demanded an immediate review of Canadian policy in Haiti, and called for Canada to support the position of the Caribbean community and the African Union, which both refused to recognize the installed and brutal dictatorship of Gérard Latortue. Moving along in the spectrum, we have the NDP, who at the time of the coup criticized the coup. That's back in March 10th of 2004. The overthrow of the elected president Jean-Bertrand Aristide happened on February 29th, 2004. But subsequently, the NDP was quite quiet on Canada's role in Haiti and quiet about the human rights disaster that took place in the subsequent months after the overthrow of the elected president. But in recent months, after a significant amount of work by Haiti solidarity activists in terms of pressing the NDP, they have come around a little bit and have started to criticize the human rights situation there. But they still continue to believe, and they still continue to say in their letters that they send to Haiti solidarity activists and that they send to the federal government or the Liberal government that Canada should be there, Canada should stay there, and that Canada, Canadian police are doing something possibly good in Haiti. Moving to the Bloc Québécois here in Quebec, they've been more or less supportive of Liberal policy in Haiti. There was a Standing Committee Foreign Affairs meeting about 3 or 4 months ago where the NDP, where Alexa McDonough, the NDP's foreign affairs critic, referred to Aristide's the overthrow of Aristide as the removal of Aristide. The Bloc Québécois criticized the NDP for using the word removal. They prefer to use the word departure, which the word removal, in my opinion, is not strong enough. And regarding the Conservative Party, they haven't really said much. About 6-8 months ago, they sent out a press release, sort of a vague criticism of the human rights situation, but they haven't really said much about Canada's role in Haiti. And from the different all candidates debates across the country that we've heard from, generally the Conservatives basically say that they're going to put more money into military than Canada will be prepared to go into Haiti in even larger numbers. And obviously, the Liberal Party is the party that's supporting and that's giving the aid and assistance and policing support and political support to the unelected brutal regime in Haiti today.
And your effort now has been to make Haiti a live issue among voters in this election. In the Montreal area, what have you done to try and achieve this?
Yeah, well, we basically, a committee, the Comité Haïtien pour les élections fédérales 2006, a group from within the Haitian community that's against Canadian intervention in Haiti, started up a couple months back And basically, we've run a pretty significant campaign against Pierre Pettigrew in his riding in Montreal, and a fairly significant campaign against Denis Coderre, Pierre Pettigrew being Canada's foreign affairs minister, Denis Coderre being Paul Martin's special advisor on Haiti. In Pettigrew's riding, Papineau, we've put up more than 2,000 posters with Pettigrew's face, calling, saying he's wanted for crimes against humanity in Haiti. Handed out more than 10,000 leaflets in his riding, explaining his role in the coup d'état, his role in supporting the installed government in Haiti. And we've had a number of demonstrations now at Pettigrew's office. Pettigrew's tried to come to McGill and speak at McGill, the university, and we've, you know, made sure to be there, make life difficult for him. So we've run a fairly significant campaign, and we've been successful in getting the fact that there is opposition to Canada's role in Haiti into the paper. We were fortunate enough to finally get Sue Montgomery, a columnist for the Montreal Gazette, to write a column saying that both Denis Coderre and Pierre Pettigrew should resign or should lose their seats for what they've done in Haiti, and that Canada helped overthrow the elected government and is supporting a brutal regime. So we have been successful at getting Haiti onto the local media agenda, largely because there are a significant number of members of the Haitian community in both those ridings. There's more than 4,400 members of the Haitian community in the Papineau riding, and more than 10,500 members of the Haitian community in Denis Coderre's Bourassa riding. So with the obvious electoral force of the Haitian community, we've been able to use that as a way to get the media interested in knowing what Canada's doing in Haiti.
You mentioned the Gazette, which is the English language newspaper in Montreal. What about the French language press and television, radio?
Yeah, well, we've been able to get some television coverage and some newsprint coverage in La Presse, the largest sort of serious French daily. But we still have a number of problems regarding many of the NGOs here in Quebec. The so-called left-wing NGOs are sort of more or less supportive of Canadian policy. They tend to be on the Canadian International Development Agency's payroll for work for projects in Haiti, and to varying degrees, they tend to be supportive of liberal policy in Haiti, which causes a little bit of problem with regards to getting a sympathetic press. And there's been a fairly significant demonization campaign of Jean-Bertrand Aristide. And even if we spend our time criticizing Pierre Pettigrew's role, there's significant sectors of the media that bring it all back to Aristide and questions of Aristide. But we have been able to get some press into the French press. So we have one in specific, a very sympathetic journalist at La Presse, who's done a number of very good stories about what's going on in Haiti.
You mentioned that there are about a little over 4,000 voters from the Haitian community living in Pierre Pettigrew's riding, and the Haitian community has been presented as a community that's divided on the question of the coup. The Bloc candidate is from the Haitian community in that riding. How do you assess the likelihood of those votes being against Pettigrew? He only won by a margin of, I gather, about 400 last time, something like that. What impact do you think the campaign and the supporters in the Haitian community might have in the election itself?
Yeah, and historically, immigrant communities in Montreal vote almost entirely liberal. They don't vote for the past 15 years, 10, 15 years, they don't vote for the sovereigntist parties. So they vote liberal, and there's no doubt that Pierre Pettigrew, a base of his traditional support, is actually the Haitian community in his riding, and same thing with Denis Coderre and Bourassa. There's no doubt in my mind that we will have an impact on many of the Haitian voters in those ridings in terms of changing their vote. But I think we'll also have a more broad impact in just terms of opening a number of other people's eyes up into what Pettigrew is doing in Haiti, or Couder is doing in Haiti. I think that it looks pretty clear that Pierre Pettigrew is going to lose his seat. Obviously, that's not entirely of our doing, but I do think that we've been able to have an impact on voters. You know, everyone I know who lives in that riding talks about how many posters they see around, talks about how many leaflets they've seen floating around and whatnot. So I think we will have an impact. And to me, this will be a somewhat historic, not just, you know, sort of success for the Haiti solidarity movement and for the people in Haiti who are under the boot of what is basically Canadian imperialism today. To me, it would be a more general blow against Canadian imperial adventures anywhere. If politicians at the end of the day can be held accountable for what they do, foreign policy, the perception is that politicians can basically get away with whatever around the world, and they don't have to pay for that at the end of the day. So to me, it's not just a fight to advance justice and sort of freedom in Haiti, but it's also a more general fight against Canadian imperialism around the world. And I think it's one that we will most likely succeed in defeating the Foreign Affairs Minister on.
Now, elections are theoretically a place for a free and open exchange of opinion, but when you went to a Martin event very early on in the election campaign and were doing some heckling, which is usually quite normal, police jumped on you and you were arrested. More recently, in the Pettigrew campaign, the campaign office has pushed for charges of vandalism against you for putting up the posters. Do you how do you assess that heavy-handed response from the political candidates, in particular the Liberal Party in this case?
Well, there's no doubt that the heckling of Martin at the start of December, that the reaction of the RCMP and Martin's office was extremely heavy-handed towards, or disproportionately heavy-handed towards myself than it was towards others. I actually heard that later in the day, the day I heckled Martin and spent 4.5 days in jail for, and have these very onerous conditions that say I can't go or can't communicate with any member of parliament, either in Quebec or of the federal legislature or federal parliament. The same day that I heckled Martin in Cornwall, some farmers heckled Martin, and nothing. You know, they got kicked out of the venue. So I don't think there's any doubt that the RCMP and Martin's office are very nervous about discussion about what Canada's doing in Haiti, and that their clampdown was in part, at least, due to the topic that was being, that Martin was being heckled for. And likewise with regards to Pettigrew's office, it was very obvious. They were, you know, we were postering, and they followed us for followed us for a bit, lost us, and then tried to find us again. We didn't actually know they were following us at the time, but so their office was very nervous about our postering and about the campaign in general. And I think that there's a strong desire to clamp down on activism around the issue of what Canada's doing in Haiti.
Well, thank you very much, Eve, and best wishes for your ongoing solidarity work and appreciation for you making this an important issue in the election in your area.
Thanks a lot, Marika.
I've been speaking with Eve Engler in Montreal, where he's active with the Haiti Action Committee. Eve is co-author with Anthony Fenton of the book Canada in Haiti, Waging War on the Poor Majority.